Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. All right, this is BT IndyCast episode 46. It's November 12th on a lovely, dark fall day.
Stupid time change.
Time change messing everybody up. It's weird. It's dark when you get home. It's dark when you get up.
Yeah, I know. It's beginning
to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning the bad times after Christmas. Because you look forward to Christmas, I do. And then after Christmas, it's just, you go into depression.
Wow. Joe.
You mean you don't either? I mean, that didn't make any sense.
Oh, man. So we've had a couple of little breaks in the show, haven't we?
Yes.
It's busy times for all of us. At the studio, Joe, he's busy taking over the world.
I've been too busy at my rock factory. Making little rocks out of big rocks.
Are we ever going to get to episode 50?
I sure hope so.
Me too. We got some interesting music this week. Some cool stuff that just came out of left field. One of them is a CD that evidently Joe's been carrying around for about 4 years. And
our good buddy Corey Cottle. Some stuff he demoed when he was in college at Belmont in Nashville.
Yeah, so, and we've got a band called Lowbrow Nobility doing some board tapes that we're going to be jamming for you. And we've got a band, I don't think they even have a name. I think they're called Tabor and Dave.
Tabor and Dave.
No, I don't know. They've got a name. But this is some, how about this right here? How about some prog music, some progressive rock coming out of Pike County? I mean, can you believe that?
You never know what you'll get.
I know. The last time I heard music like this, strangely enough, we were just talking about him, was the Mullins Brothers there in Floyd County.
Yep.
J.R. and Goo doing Psilocybin. Was that the name of the band?
Yep, Psilocybin.
But this is something that Tabor and Dave recorded at the studio this week with my brother Shane on the bass. And Caleb Hall on the drums. This is just a demo. I don't even think I'm supposed to be playing it, just to be honest. It needs to be tweaked on some. But I thought it was really cool to hear some good, weird, progressive kind of stuff coming out of this area. So you ready to hear this crazy thing?
I'm ready for the debut.
This is very cool. This is a song called 7 Seconds of Silence. We'll be right back. 7 seconds of silence.
That was very good. I'm impressed.
It's very cool.
Good cut.
The drummer, 15.
Yeah, I know.
15 years old.
I knew he was young. I couldn't remember how old he was getting these days.
Yeah, the two guitars, 16. And then Shane, 29 and holding. We'll say
counting.
That. But that's good. Obviously, it's not everybody's style, but any musician can appreciate the talent. You know,
that's what's talent. Brilliant. I mean, yeah, you can tell. I mean,
it's pretty good.
You can hear the Humphreys McGee in there.
Yeah,
the Humphreys. Big time.
Yeah.
But somebody's been making him listen to
what? Him. What? No, that's good, though.
No, that's good. Real good.
Very cool. They're working on a full project, and that will be out soon. I say soon, but it could be like 5 years. No. Well, it's going to be kind of a progressive little show, actually, because we got Corey Cottle and the band that he at Belmont was doing, and that's some crazy stuff right there.
Some jazzy, progressive,
Maddening.
Tower Power stuff.
Yeah, Tower Power kind of stuff. That's coming up in a minute, but, it's that time of year, Joe.
Yes, it is.
It's that time when we sing Christmas songs.
Yes, we love Christmas here.
We do love Christmas.
Complex.
At the complex. we're working on our fourth annual Christmas compilation, and worked on it today, several hours. And it's going to be a good one. Got all kinds of good stuff coming out. But tell us a little bit about number one there on the topic list.
Jerry Douglas, the best dobro player in the land, Christmas CD.
Dobro, the best dobro player in the land. You can't put it any better. He's talented. Now, here's my question. Do you think the Christmas CD from Jerry Douglas is going to be new agey and folky, or is he going to really try to go, is it going to be like background music, or is it going to be just ripping,
I think he'll put his stamp on it. I think he always has good musicians, no matter what he does. He's going to have an awesome band. He always puts his stamp on stuff. He's done covers on his CDs, but they've always been that little bit of Jerry Douglas.
Yeah, that's true.
Take.
I've got a Jerry Douglas channel on Pandora.
Yeah, me too.
And sometimes he's very like new age.
Oh yeah, they're
chilled out.
That last CD, there's two or three that just was totally off the map.
But you can take it to the bank here at the IndieCast. Joe and I both recommend getting the Jerry Douglas CD for Christmas. That'd be a good one. Hey, I tell you what, you can buy me one. How's that? Whoever's listening can buy me a Jerry Douglas CD. But so that's pretty cool. Let's just go ahead and hit a couple more news things. This one is you posted this on the website at BT Media Group about Steven Tyler.
Yeah, apparently Aerosmith is like feuding, and apparently he's back drinking, or I don't know for sure, but there's been some talk that he's having some issues, and Joe Perry pretty much told him to straighten up, and he told Joe Perry he was quitting, and Joe Perry apparently read it on the internet from an interview that Steven Tyler was done with Aerosmith.
Yeah, and I've never been a great Aerosmith fan, one.
Me neither, yeah.
But I'm smart enough to know that the signature sound of Aerosmith is his voice.
By far.
So,
there's no way.
For Joe to say, well, if we can do, rehearsals and find someone and it clicks, we're going to go on. Nah, it's not
going to happen. That's not even be close.
I mean, maybe in like 10, 15 years when they do a retro tour and they can get away with it like Journey did.
Right.
But you can't just like boom.
Right off the bat.
I read some of the article that that they haven't written songs together in a decade or something.
Like 10 years. Yeah, that's what he said.
So,
I think me and you have talked about this before off microphone.
Yeah.
That after like mid-90s, that it was just Aerosmith just
Wrote the one song.
They
wrote one song and they just copied it over and over and over.
Yeah, from about 1993 on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's not been my thing. Growing up, I liked Dream On and Walk This Way. I was
big
a little too young.
Big 10-inch record.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
But, it's not been my favorite thing. In the news,
speaking of band members calling you know, bands saying they're still the same name or thing. Did you see Wolfmother? The lead singer is back with four totally different musicians, and they're saying it's Wolfmother. He's saying it's Wolfmother.
That's just red, isn't it?
That's not even. I was going to buy that CD. I don't like buying it now.
But, you know, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but he plays guitar and is the singer.
Right.
So, it's, you know what's going to happen, too? You know how bands, that volatile relationship is what makes the song so awesome?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He's going to get some guys, going to hire some Joe Blows to play exactly the way he says, and yeah. It's not going to have the thing.
Yeah, because I didn't know the full story of why they hadn't done nothing in a couple of years, and the other three band members like pretty much walked off, didn't they? I mean, something like that.
I don't know. It's one of those bands that, you know, like the saying, it burns, the band that burns twice as bright. I don't know. What's the saying? You know what I'm saying. They come on strong and they burn out fast.
Yeah. I mean, that first CD is awesome. Yeah. It's hard rocking. I mean, it's great. Grooving too. It's not like hard rock. It's, you know, kind of Zeppelin stuff.
And it's little even Deep Purple-ish the way they got keyboards.
Those keyboards, yeah.
That was killer. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean,
these may be great musicians, but
right.
How can you call it Wolfmother still?
Yeah, I know. Which, I know. That's a toss-up. Wow.
Deep
thoughts. We're just really getting in the thick of
just
it today.
Ripping it.
There's another a little Debbie Downer news for all you Derek Trucks fans. He's on hiatus till next year.
Till 2011.
What? Wait, did I read this wrong? You mean he is taking off
2010? Yes. The Derek Trucks band is taking off 2010. He said he's got some projects lined up. The Derek Trucks band that has been touring for the past however long, they're not doing anything 2010.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I read that wrong.
No, Derek Trucks band 2010.
I thought they were taking off until 2010.
No,
I was stressing over 3 months.
They're finished. They're doing a lot in November and December.
Are they going to be on the East Coast at all?
I don't remember.
Wow.
But he said he's got some projects lined up. And yes, one is with his wife, but he said he's got some other things lined up, and he's taking time off because he said he's been on the road for 16 straight years. He's 30, and he said he's been on the road for 16 straight years.
Wow. Man, 2010, no
They're releasing a...
Don't say greatest hits.
A live CD from 2009.
In the vein of that Live from Georgia thing, theater. I read that. Yeah,
you know, it's like a double live.
Well, I got to get that at least. But wow,
yeah,
no Derek Trucks for all of 2010. I mean, obviously he'll be doing some things, but that whole the Derek Trucks band
and the drummer Yonrico Scott kind of caused some commotion on his Facebook, saying that he posted something about walking around Vancouver thinking about the last days of DTB. And people went crazy, and then he got back on there and said, "Let me clear that up. Last days for a long time." So maybe that means even worse.
I know. Maybe he had to jump back. But, you know, Derek Trucks is just 30. He has 30 more years if he doesn't mess up of rocking and rolling. So I'm glad.
Well, he's really not human, so we don't know how long he's going to
be. Really? Wow.
We just ruined you, didn't we?
I am blown away right now, just to be honest. I'm going to have to play some music that's going to cheer me up here because this is just wow. I'm going to play some Lowbrow Nobility. This is a wild rockin' bar band from, I think, Madison, Kentucky. And these are local fellas. And I'm going to start off with, actually not linger, we picked two songs from Lowbrow. I'm going to do a song called Southbound, and this guy's got some attitude on stage, it's killer. But we're going to do some Lowbrow Nobility, and then we will be right back with some more interesting news. This is Southbound.
It's called Southbound. It's a pleasure to play it for you, and I'm positive it's going to be a pleasure to hear it.
That was Southbound by Nobrow Nobility. We're going to follow it up with one more, a double play from Lowbrow. This is a cool song. This kind of sets the mood for what's coming up next. This is a song called Linger. Thank you. Linger by Southbound.
Huh? Linger by.
Linger by Lowbrow Nobility. Wow, it's just been one of those days.
I like that Linger a lot.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was grooving. It was kind of like, you ever listening to Galactic?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a Galactic feel in there with some more rock, more guitar in there.
You know the old Twitter? Have you heard about the Twitter?
Twitter.
Twitter.
I think I have.
Galactic just friended me or not really. Really or yeah.
Cool.
I know. I mean, I'm sure they just blanketed everybody, but hey, I was like, whoa, Galactic is now following you. That's what it is. They follow. Oh, yeah, they're following me. Yeah. The Facebook there is the friending.
Friending.
But
that is pretty cool.
Yeah, Galactic was good, but they're following.
Stanton Moore, the drummer, is awesome. The singer. Underrated.
That's an underrated band,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it is.
So, okay, here it is. Here's the challenge. Everybody listening, this week we don't have an archive.org song. Like I said, I was going to do every week. I just now realized that. But go to archive.org and find a Galactic concert. And download it for free, burn it, and listen to it.
Live for them is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
I bought a studio CD and
threw it out.
It's, I don't know where it is. But I do have a live CD, and about half of it is awesome. Awesome.
You know what CD I bought this week?
Dave Clark 5.
Willie Nelson Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, Bob Dylan's got one out, too, coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, the sales are going toward something good.
Oh, yeah. Willie Nelson, how was it?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Has it got pretty packaging?
It does. It's red, and it's a picture of him on the front. I bought that. I bought 3 Christmas CDs, and the first 2 were junk. So I'm hoping this one's better.
You know what Christmas CD I bought last Christmas that I don't know why I had never bought it until now.
What's that?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
You can buy that?
Yeah, I found it at Walmart for $7.99.
That's a good one. Everybody needs that. You know, kids are growing up now don't know who Charlie Brown is.
I mean, the jazzy, what's his name?
The guy, I know, but I don't know his name.
Oh, man.
Count somebody? No.
Charles Carralt or somebody?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, it's good.
Very cool. Speaking of good stuff, there, North Mississippi has finally laid some tour dates down.
Yeah, after them taking some time off.
Yeah, because, what's his name? Luther. Is the guitarist and member of the Black Crowes, and I have to say member since he's on all the pictures and
he's
listed songwriting.
Last 2 CDs he's been on them.
Yeah, still loving the new Black Crowes CD, by the way.
Definitely.
But North Mississippi, the closest they're going to be to us in Pikeville is the Orange Peel in Asheville, North Carolina. Great venue.
On a Saturday night in February. You can't beat that.
It's happening, too. I think we all need to just go down there and just burn the place down.
It's going to be good. That's 4 months away.
Can't wait for a new North Mississippi CD, though. That'll be good. Because their last one, Hernando. Awesome.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Had 2 junker tracks, and then it was great.
Yep. Awesome.
Speaking of good stuff, we got, which I'm not really getting into, I didn't really look up the Polestar and see who's coming around, because not a lot of people's doing anything.
I did last week, and it's kind of stale right now.
Yeah, I have to say, and I've talked about this a lot, but the old Expo down in Pikeville is having REO Speedwagon and Sticks with Bo Bice this Saturday, and there's still tickets available. They even sent out a deal, 4 tickets for $100.
Oh, yeah, so, I saw that.
But, you know, to be honest, I mean, it was just in the very top. You know what I mean?
The top of the Expo?
The top of the Expo, and then the 200's actually like the last 2 rows in the main top. But, you know, hey, it got people to check it out. But can't wait to hear Sticks. That's just going to be awesome. I grew up loving them.
Have you ever seen them?
No.
I saw them about 4 or 5 years ago.
I can't wait. REO Speedwagon and Sticks. That'll be great. Bo Bice could care less. But why'd I have to say that, right? Why'd I have to say something negative about Bo Bice?
But you're being honest. You're not being negative.
There you go. And then the next weekend is Gary Allen, a big country guy, rocking country, you know, that cool thing, if you're into that. At the Expo. So definitely some good entertainment to be kicking around this winter.
Two Saturdays in a row, isn't it? It's coming up. Yeah.
Two Saturdays in a row. Hey, Joe, did you notice when you pulled into the Megaplex that we're doing construction out front?
Yes. Taking up my parking spot. Somebody ripped the sign that says, Joe can only park here. It's over in the creek over there.
We are adding on to the studio. We're we're hoping to. We've got the beginnings of some construction. We're putting a couple thousand square feet onto the studio. Very excited about that. I say studio, but the building here is actually houses a couple businesses and the recording studio. So we're adding square footage to everybody. It's good times for everybody, Joe.
The studio is only on the fourth floor.
Right, exactly. You can only get Plex to it from the elevator, which is odd because it's hard to put all the equipment in the elevator. But no, we're not that large. But we will be adding some cool room. We're going to be expanding the studio, and I'm hoping to be able to finally put a place where we can do the shows without being in the studio. We're going to have our own place. It's going to be BT IndyCast place. I don't
We need to do a live remote somewhere.
Oh, I know. That'd be phenomenal.
I know.
Where would be a good place? Anyone, if you're listening, tell us where we could do a live remote.
Email us something. Tell us. Yeah. Invite us somewhere.
Yeah. TubeFi@gmail.com. Send us and tell us where we can do a live remote. That'd be fun. Yep. Maybe we could buy those $100 tickets and do it from the top of the concert. Ooh.
That's not That'd a bad be awesome. Idea.
Then the security guards would come and take the microphones and the recorder. We would lose out on that. Joe, you reviewed the Mule CD.
By a thread.
Everybody, here's what you need to do. You need to go to btmediagroup.com, click on CD reviews, read the Mule review, and then I'm not going to say for sure or not, but once you read that review, I think you will be inspired to go make a purchase. Actually, I did just say it. I said I'm not going to say. Props, man, on the review. That was good. I it's like it was an article about something. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
Thanks.
So
I tried.
Well, you did
really
good.
I really did. Man, I struggled on the last couple paragraphs.
Wow. Well, I didn't read that at all. It was funny. I laughed. I cried. I mean... There was all kinds of things going on.
Cried.
Are you digging the CD?
Yeah. That's when I wrote that, it was probably after about 6 or 7 times of just laying there, just in it. You know, I was back in Jorgen Carlson's amp. Yeah. You know, just after a bunch of listens, there's still 3 songs that I turn. The rest of them are rock and roll.
Yeah. I actually listened to it. I haven't purchased it yet, but I listened to it. Brett was playing it, and there's one song, and I can't think of it. You know, I don't know any titles yet, but it was straight. It's straight up Hendrix from Band of Gypsies.
Yeah,
there.
No, it's Any Open Window.
Any Open Window. Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, I was like, that is the Mule that I remember. That's the band. That song is why I tell people to go listen to Mule if you want to listen to rock and roll.
And I wanted to say something in the review, but here I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a little negative, but I chose to hold it out. But I'll go ahead and say it now. Danny Lewis needs to keep the guitar in his case on the bus.
He played guitar?
He plays rhythm guitar on that song and another song. And I'm sorry, but he needs to stick with keyboards.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to jump on the negative bandwagon, but one song that Brett played me, Down in Brazos or something.
Broke down on the Brazos. I guess that's what you're trying to say.
I guess so, too, because I don't know. But I hated the guitar tone.
Yeah,
it was too thick, and it was on top of everything else. Yep. And it might not have been that song, to be honest. I have no idea if it's that song, so don't judge that tune. But it was just this riff that was over top of everything. You couldn't hear the drums. And, you know, but it was on those Bose speakers. I felt like that would give a good representation.
Right. Well, that's true, yeah.
And I hated the mix on that, and I was like, wow, that guitar tone's horrible.
They're... Even some of the songs, just on that one song I heard. Well,
you know?
Even some of the songs that I like that are awesome, I'm not crazy about the production and the mix.
I know. What is up with that?
It's just they're trying. I don't know.
I think they're trying too hard. I think that they're producing it till it's turning out stale.
Exactly.
You can stir cake until it won't bake. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They need to just set up their equipment, hit the button, and just play and just raw energy.
Exactly.
But it's a good CD. I mean, I even said it in the review. It's not their best, but it's one to have. I mean, it's got its moments.
I'm going to buy it. I mean, for sure. So.
Railroad Boy is top notch. It's that mule right in your face.
I definitely need to hear it.
Got some mood, got the eerie minor chord moods in it. You know, stuff like that.
I started to buy it two or three times from Amazon.com, and I don't know why it happened. Something happens and I never do, but I need to.
And I've always been a big fan of Andy Hess.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's no longer the bass player.
Right.
But he's on the last two songs, Leftovers.
Can you tell?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I can. That's because it's me.
That's your thing.
That one song is awesome. The other one is one of the three that's terrible. But still.
Very cool. If you're a fan of Mule, then you'll like this CD. I mean, it's not going to be a dud CD. Obviously, there's a couple dud tracks, but, you know, we've unfortunately come to live with that.
And one of those is a Warren Haynes song that he needs to do on a Warren Haynes record or in a Warren Haynes solo acoustic concert.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're terrible.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I think we both agree that they're just overproducing everything.
Yeah.
The life. Probably. Luckily, the playing was stellar on a couple of those songs, but the life of the songs can lack a little bit, you know.
Right.
But anyway, go to our website and check out the review, and there's other reviews there, and I think it gives you a good perspective on whether you want to make that purchase. And you can always go, and I recommend this to everybody, to Amazon.com and stream all the songs and listen to them and buy them right there. I've turned into one of those people that downloads music. I can't believe it, but I bought the last couple that way. Bought the Black Crow CD that way. I didn't even know it was such an awesome case with the CD that looks like a record and all that.
Yeah, it looks vinyl. Yeah.
I had no idea.
You can still go buy it.
That's true. It'll be like $30 into owning them all, but I don't know. Well, everybody, we got a lot of music left, actually. Matter of fact, it's so much, I'm going to go ahead and play one. This is two tunes that is just basically it's the cream of the crop of Belmont. I mean, is that the kind of thing we're talking about here?
Corey Cottle from around here, Kentucky Opry, some other bands. Plays with Justin Moore Country. He went to Belmont, and this is some demo stuff that him and some classmates got together and laid down.
Yeah, so I don't even know the name of this. Do you?
Name of the song? Or
yeah.
No.
I have no idea, but
Casa Cacha something?
No, that's not really the names. The internet just downloaded those.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone's phone's ringing.
I know.
I'm going to get it while we play this song. Check us out. Corey Cottle.
Thank you.
So you had this in your car for how many years?
Yes, long time. The CD says 05 on it, don't it?
Yes, it says 05.
And I bet you I've not listened to it since 07.
I can't believe you kept it in the vehicle that long.
That's
right up Corey's alley.
Yeah, you can tell. He probably had some writing credits on it and some...
Yeah, I wonder if JT could possibly be in the middle of any of that.
It's possible. I don't know. I don't remember if he's mentioned him or not. But
well, that's cool. How did Corey end up just dropping the CD off to you? Like, just hey, check this out.
Yeah, it was fine. I was still doing a few things here and there at the Mountain Arts Center.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
he was fresh into Belmont. Yeah, probably, yeah. He was really. Oh yeah, this up was, on it.
I think he went down there in 2004. So yeah, he was just in, and he's went out, made me a coffee, and.
That's cool. We've had some very, very cool progressive kind of stuff this week, so I think it's kind of cool. Starting off with the old 7 Seconds of Silence.
Yeah, that was good.
And then Lowbrow, Nobility. I always get that backwards. And then Corey and the Belmont, I don't know what you call that, the Belmont All-Stars. We have one more track by them, though. The Belmont Kids. Yeah, that's what that college people want to be called, kids. But we have one more track from them. Again, no titles, but, you know, this is what this show is all about, to play local people. Music. Independent music for the independent spirit. Hey, we need a shirt. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Independent mind.
Back when we did the show back at the other location, it was live from the old road, and that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool
thing. We do need to come up with something.
Need our thing, don't we?
Yeah.
We're going to do a couple more things here. Let's go ahead and get started and play one more song from Corey and the guys at Belmont. And this is another just awesome one. And really, there's no description. I mean, you can't you don't know where these cats are going to go. Mm-hmm. We listen to this.
Or where they came from.
Yeah, exactly. But we listened to this just a little bit earlier, and yeah, it's awesome. It goes all over the place. So check this out. Enjoy this. This is Corey Caudle. Corey Caudle and his fellow Belmonteers. I don't know if that's a word. But hey, we got a cool little surprise before we head out on today's show. We have a buddy of ours, a local guy, Jason Potter, just dropped by the studio. How you doing, Jason?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Did you think that when you drop by, you know, you never know what's going on here at the studio, do you? I mean, you've dropped by a few days, and it's crazy.
Every time it's different.
Yeah, there you go. Jason has a new project that is actually today, I guess you could say, would be the release date, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it just went to stores today.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Jason Potter Singing Praise.
Singing Praise. So it's contemporary Christian and even some, I don't want to say old school, but middle of the road, I think they call it. Is that what they call it?
It's good for the people who like the older stuff, and it's good for the people who like the newer stuff.
Right.
There should be one song on there that everybody likes.
Yeah, there you go. What are some of the, let me start off by saying, what got you into wanting to record a CD?
Well, I've wanted to record a CD for a long time, and it just God kind of pushed me
right.
A couple of months ago. And I put it out on Facebook, and it just said on Facebook, I'm looking to record a CD. Anybody that's got any input, you know, feel free to give me a call or give me an email.
That's cool. So you got positive response, obviously.
Right off the bat.
And you know what? Anybody that's into music and are musicians or singers or whatever, everybody needs to go and take the plunge and record every now and then, I think. Once in your life, at least, you know, to see what it's like. You went down to Nashville and and got all the heavy hitters down there to take care of everything. How was your first Nashville experience?
It was awesome. I can't say enough about it. Those are very talented musicians.
And also, he did something very cool. He took our buddy Kevin Harmon, that we've talked about a lot. We play all his stuff. Kevin went down to Nashville with you and played electric and acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And so that was cool.
It out for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he did, for sure. And I listened to it. Well, actually, the Two Fives, taking care of the duplication, we did some of the graphics and that kind of thing, and we're very happy to do that for you, Jason. And listened to the CD, loved it. I like that you did have a lot of different genres, you know, on the CD. It really is something for everyone. Do you have a favorite track on there?
Probably Somebody's Praying or Wonderful Time Up There.
Wonderful Time Up There, yeah.
Or Love Song.
Okay, so you can't have three favorites. But a Love Song, Third Day Love Song?
Third Day's Love
Very
Song.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a great song. That's actually, no, what's the first track? Cry Out to Jesus?
Cry Out to Jesus is number one. But Love Song, you know, Kevin really got to rock it out on the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And then what was the one song that I was like, I haven't heard that in years?
But I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
No, but that's another one. That's a good one. But this is the one, everybody.
Wonderful Time Up There.
Wonderful Time Up There. I haven't heard that in forever. That is awesome. That's very cool. So, obviously, you're ecstatic that the CD's finally here. It's tangible. You can actually say, here, oh, by the way, here's my CD.
Yeah, I'm words can't describe.
Well, very cool. You can check Jason's CD out. It is right now at Soundhouse, the music store in Pineville, at the Lighthouse. It's at a few more outlets.
Jordan Light's Christian Bookstore in Martin, Kentucky, and Sandy's Restaurant in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. And you can also do digital downloads at jasonpottermusic.com.
jasonpottermusic.com. Well, very cool. Jason, glad you dropped by the studio, and anytime you got something new going on, be sure to let us know. And everybody check out jasonpottermusic.com, is that right?
That's correct.
And go pick up a copy of his CD, and be sure to check us out at btmediagroup.com. And remember, questions, comments, complaints, all that stuff, you can send it to Joe Campbell at, no, send it to Tube Fi Studios, TubeFi. Or tubefi@gmail.com. Wow, I've messed up my own email address twice in the same show. But listen, everybody, this is episode number 46. We appreciate it, and we will see you guys next week.